was a quite a nice looking city with a lot of rich people, the way it appeared, and we had to watch out for the civilians because they were very dangerous. They carried hand grenades in their pockets or in their briefcases, and if they got a chance to throw them at a couple of American soldiers, they would do so. So every time we saw one with his hand in his pocket or carrying a briefcase, we would point our rifle at him and search him and see if they had anything like that on him. The German soldiers were up ahead of us, hidden away in the woods, and I never got in contact with them at that time. So then, due to the fact that this Frenchman took us to the wrong part of the Germany, so we had to go on trucks again and travel on the Autobahn all the way down to the southern part of Germany where the 89th Infantry Division was, which I was supposed to be with. And all these delays, of course, slowed things down for me getting onto the main front lines. We had crossed over some valleys where the big bridges were blown out on the Autobahn by the Germans. So there again, we had, our engineers had built little wooden bridges to get across, and it slowed us down a little bit going that way too. Otherwise, we moved right along on that Autobahn, and there were some terrible experiences on that too in some ways. Guy sitting in the back of the truck, he got the diarrhea, and he was sitting near the cab with the wind blowing against us as we were going, traveling about 40 miles an hour. He just couldn't help it. He pulled down his pants, and he went over the side of the box, and everything splattered all over the other GIs that were sitting on that same side all the way to the back. Fortunately, it didn't hit me. And that was really quite a smell for them to put up with. Of course, there were other, this was really nothing, but it was just something to think of and remember. And when we did get to a town where the 89th Infantry was, we had been, at the town was, the way I remember it, it was spelled G-A-I-A-Z, Graz. It was supposed to have been a headquarters for the SS troops at one time, and General Patton tanks had already gone through, but the tanks would go through in such a hurry, they wouldn't, they'd just go through, and the German soldiers would hit out into these big buildings in downtown and painted red crosses on the buildings so that our bombers would think that they're hospitals, and they wouldn't bomb them, and they were hidden in there. But they were not sick soldiers in a hospital. They were the German army that was in good health, and they were just waiting to see when they get a chance to get back of us if we just didn't do anything about it. They were probably going to give us a little problem. But I had to go on duty at night. We were on one end of town. The Germans were hidden in the buildings on the other end, and there was a railroad track more or less between us. I was told on my first, that would be either my first duty on the front line, you might say, to go out in the middle of the night, and I had that night blindness that I had experienced before in training, but never said anything about it. I was let out in the middle of the night, I think it was about 2 in the morning. I was awakened, I was sleeping in some building on a concrete floor there, and the sergeant said, you get out there and you're going to man that large machine gun. It was on a tripod where you could shoot planes with it, everything else. If you, it was big 50 caliber is what it was, all loaded, ready to go, and all you had to do was pull the trigger and it was ready to shoot. And I didn't know, I was so dark I couldn't see the gun, but I didn't want to see anything. I just asked the soldier that I was relieving to show me where the gun is. I said, I can't even see it. Well, he put my hand in, and I said, where is the trigger? And he told me, and put my hand over where the trigger is. I touched the trigger and didn't even know which way the barrel was facing. So here I had shot right across town into some buildings and right above the other GIs that were down the line, I guess, because they were tracer booth, and just splattered, and went, the whole bunch of went out in a second, you know. Then I just stood there. I couldn't see. I still couldn't see. It was so dark. And I just listened and thought, well, if I hear some Germans crawling over, I'll know they're coming, and I'll just throw a hand grenade and get down on the ground or something, because I wasn't going to stand by that gun when I couldn't see what was coming or what I was going to be doing. During that same night, I did see some flashes. We must have been about 100 miles from Munich. I heard the drone of planes going over at night, and then big flashes in the far off distance, which must have been the bombing of Munich, which I got to see later on when they flew from Vienna. I saw one third of it had been completely demolished. Then, well, the next day after this night of batting out there, we were told we're going to go out and get those Germans out of those buildings. So we all had we all were told where to go. We all had a certain job. My job was to guard close to an intersection, but I was on the boulevard where there was a big tree, and I was next to them buildings where the Germans were hiding out, and another soldier was told to stay in the middle of the street in the intersection and keep all the civilian people away from there, not to let them cross the street because it would be dangerous. Besides that, they would be sneaking in ammunition to the German soldiers in their little attaché cases and briefcases and baskets, whatever they carried. So I felt fairly safe in case they would start shooting at me because I had that tree, big tree next to me, and I thought I could always duck behind that tree. But the guy out in the street that was supposed to keep all the German civilians from going in the area was not doing his job too well, because they gave him a hard time story that they had someone sick there, and they, you know, that they had to go, and then he'd let some of them go through that way. So when the sergeant came down checking on all of us to see how we're doing, I told him that the guy in the street wasn't doing too well. I said he wasn't doing his job right, so that was a mistake on my part, because then the sergeant said, well, then you're going to go out there and do it. And he got the chance to be by the tree, and I had to be in the middle of the street. And I sort of got all burned up then because I sort of blew my top. I never had really exploded that much in my life, I don't think, as I did that day, because then I was exposed right in the middle of the street where I knew I could get shot at easy. It kind of bothered me, and these people, they were all coming at me and trying to find excuses to go across the street. And I said, absolutely no one's going across. I was going to make sure that they weren't going, and I didn't care if they were women or who they were. Absolutely said they're not, and I didn't want to shoot them, though. So I just turned the butt of my rifle around, and all of them that came around and gave me a sad story and trying to convince me I should let them go across, I just turned my one. I said, no, you're not going across. I mean, no. And I just turned the butt of my rifle around and started knocking them over the head, and that cleared them off a little bit. In the meantime, there was some shooting going on, but I didn't get hit, and I didn't get really shot at, I guess, right there. So that was a lucky day, and then we moved on to another town, and nothing really happened there too much, and we kept on moving right along till we got to the Czechoslovakian border. And there we had the Germans in the high hills in between us and the Russians. The Russians were coming in from the other way, and we were meeting them, and we were in what was called East Germany now, and that was designated to be the Russians' territory, but they didn't get to conquer it, so we kept going, and the Germans didn't make it too hard for us because they thought the more territory we covered, they knew the war would end, that it would be better for them, but it wasn't the way it was going to turn out.